very core of our shared global experiences. The velocity of technology change has already long surpassed the speed at which we are able to learn. Now, the real 21st century around us now isn't so obvious to us anymore. So what do? We spend our time responding rationally to a world which we understand and recognize, but which no longer exists. The rules of how our world works have irrevocably changed, necessitating a new playbook. Now, design thinking must challenge big systems for the challenges we have, and especially for our attitudes to learning, education, and TVET. These are not just pedagogical concerns, but pillars upon which the right to the development of human rights is realized for all. The architecture and design of global education solutions for the new world therefore require a holistic overhaul. Innovation must encompass the greening of TVET and the inclusion of relevant topics for a digital backdrop. Education is not just about imparting knowledge, but actively cultivating skills that empower our planet's future. They must also align with and stimulate drivers for the acceleration of the global SDGs, be tailored to local industry employment needs and demand, and be end-to-end solutions, helping to shepherd learners from acquisition through to employment. A culture of lifelong learning must be instilled to help safeguard against seismic shifts of the evolving labor markets and skills. Capacity building of teaching and trainer resource in a similar vein. Curricula must be redesigned as comprehensive roadmaps offering structured career pathways to national and or industry recognized qualifications and roles. They should combine technical theory with proficiency, hands-on experience in labs, soft skills and workplace readiness. This must be supported with mentoring and employment opportunities in parallel. Creating spaces for accelerated learning through bootcamp style courses to allow swift talent development and deployment. Finally, wrapping this model in a blanket of care and compassion has proven to foster learner trust and engagement with enhancing successful outcomes in candidate thing. Now, through IEEE, on top of the impact that it's created in the infrastructural side over the years, we now move to our next stage of expansion through the building of MITC, which are TVET institutions across Africa, as the next stage of taking and scaling this knowledge transfer and empowerment. In a professional capacity, as the founder of a CEO of an international training organization, my personal expertise is anchored in digital technology upskilling of marginalized communities around the world, strategically collaborating in partnership with ServiceNow, a global digital transformation technology leader. The NextGen program is a bootcamp and hybrid style digital skills program centered on inclusion and committed to racial and gender equity. We aim for the eradication of generational poverty through workforce development programs. By way of example, our organization has yielded over 64,000 candidate training days and over 76,000 practical hands-on and lab experiences in 38 countries along six continents, achieving 80% employment rate in just Europe, Middle East, and Africa regions alone. However, the real impact and takeaway extends beyond the numbers of trainees or labs. The model is not based on theory alone, but actual real-world outcomes demonstrating how education and learning design, combined with the right advocacy and collaboration, can act as our guiding star, helping to accelerate high-quality and job-ready talent at scale, while transforming countless lives for the better. With a deep sense of gratitude, in conclusion, I commend the work of the United Nations OHCHR and fellow participants. The quality of the forum, contributions and dialogues are a testament to the amazing collective efforts and spirit and determined will for upholding the inclusive right to development of human rights, an imperative for us all to truly serve humanity. I thank you.
Thank you. I would now like to invite Ms. Shami Puvimanasinghe to the floor.